This is the BBC Home Service.
Joke number one. What did the elder statesman say when he read the Sunday Times?
I'll kill that fellow, Alan Brooke, one of the...
Good heavens. That sounds like the Goon Show caught in C.
It is, Mr. Greenslade, with the whole might of the BBC poised behind it.
Gad, it all sounds so romantic.
Romantic's the word. You should see Broadcasting House at dawn and see those bright-eyed typists rolling into the crack of 10:30.
A little late, isn't it?
Perhaps. But once they're in, those girls don't waste a moment. It's coats off, sleeves up, and straight down to the canteen.
Oh. Oh, per ardua.
So you've got a touch of the old arduas, eh? It's March. Well, as I was saying, by 11:30, the BBC is a hive of inactivity.
What a life that must be. Do you think I could become a typist?
Only if you change your shape. Not anymore. The old posh announcement. The old posh radio chat. Oh, come on, Walt. He's a lovely talker.
Ladies,
a lovely talk.
Ladies.
Through your mouth, Walt. Through your mouth now. Look at that. Give us the fruit facts, Walt. Through the old posh chat now.
Ladies and...
Take your off at the end, Walt.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, with the aid of the new steam leather microphone, we tell of yet another of those remarkable war stories, ill met by goonlight.
The War Office, 1942. Or if you were in the Navy, the Admiralty in 1944.
Ah, good morning, Major Splann.
Good morning, Lieutenant Seagun, sir.
Sir, the American Sixth Fleet is ready, sir.
Right, put it on the mantelpiece. I'll smoke it later. Six bells! Must be the phone. Hello, folks!
Hello, Seagun. Hello, Seagun.
Hello.
General Montgomery here. I want you to come over to Combined Ops at once. At once. I'll have a crane pick you up.
Fran, keep my pajamas in the oven and my wife in the fridge. I might be late.
Right, mate.
Admiralty Third Floor, battleship submarines, combined ops, and a rotten beast of a wren called Frieda Brottle.
Seagun, not in reporting, sir.
Seagun, something big has just come up.
What?
You.
What? It's a lie, I tell you. What? I've lost a stone. I took my boot off.
Lieutenant Seagun. Don't sit down, will you? Curse, dry rot. I didn't know you had it. Now then, tell me, this is General Platt.
Yes, you could.
Brigadier Croispon.
How do you do?
Admiral Plin Thirdsby.
How do you do?
And Wellington Cruz Clemson.
How do you do?
And that's Crompton Screenscoy.
Hello.
And Scriffy Copy. And Scriffy High Ho. Here we go.
Oh.
Sigun, we've sent for you for quite a reason, Laird. Have you ever heard of a place called Crete?
No, but any good taxi driver will take me there.
I don't think I'm quite with it, Sigun. Crete is in the Mediterranean, you know.
Won't it get wet?
What? It's got an umbrella, you idiot.
Good.
Commander Greenslade, explain your infallible plan.
Jove, yes. Seagun, the Isle of Crete is held by a series of naughty-type Germans. Now, it's about their commander, General von Guten.
Yes, we want you to get him.
You want me to get him what?
You want to punch up the conch?
No, thanks, I'm driving.
What?
Seagun, you see Seagun. You see Seagun. You see, Seagun, we want you to capture General von Guten.
Me? Capture a dirty big German?
Yes.
Yes.
What? I'm off. We keep a welcome in the hillside. We keep
quick,
a welcome
stop in him before he gets back to Wales.
They gave chase and finally caught Seagun.
Yes! But I made them come to me on their knees.
Why?
I was hiding in a drain. The following December, on the 3rd of January, I was sent to the Marine Commando Spaghetti Hurling Depot at Rill.
Oh, that's better. You know, I was inspecting my knees for storm damage when suddenly in walks that singing Welshman, Niddy's Where Are My Legs, Seagoon.
I'm sorry to butt in during knee inspection, Bladnock, but what? I'm the volunteer for the Crete job.
Oh, I see, right. Unchain him, Sergeant.
Right, mate.
Now, Major, what's all this spaghetti hurling about?
Well, you see, lad, it's the Bladnock method of ending the war, you see. Each commando is issued with an army sock full of lukewarm spaghetti, you see. And when he meets a Hun full face, it's whoosh, but knool. Right in the square head's mush. And by the time the Jerrys have scraped it off, it's too late. The pubs are all shut, lad.
But why you spaghetti?
But don't you see, you military fool? When a German is struck with a full force of spaghetti, he'll think the Italians have turned on the mutiny.
What a brilliantly mediocre idea.
Oh.
You'll get an OBE for this.
Oh, good. My last one died.
Well, we've all got to go sometime.
Yes, I went this morning. It was hell in there, you know. Oh, dear.
Well, Major.
Oh.
Well, Major, I'll see you at the briefing room at 0600 hours.
Eyes front there. Put those wrens out. Commanding officer.
Thank you, Gladys. At ease. Now, are we all here?
I'm not all here.
What did you say?
I said, talk.
Then would you mind putting your head on this table?
Right.
Ow!
Ow! Say, sir, when you go to me.
Ow!
Thank you. Now, Lieutenant Seagoon, you have been chosen to lead the raid on Crete, so let's put you in the picture. Quiet, Bladnock.
But surely, Dick Bogard's already in it.
Seagoon, stop those brilliant movie tone jokes, you. Now listen. Well, we put ashore from the submarine alone with three men with blackened faces.
Three? I've only been given enough blacking for two.
One of the men is Ray Ellington. Any questions?
It ain't fair. Just because I got a sun lamp.
Well, that's how it goes, Ellington.
Yeah, and this is how this goes.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Boy, I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Tra-la-la. Got me in between, yes, you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more, 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 more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You got me in between Yes, you've got me in between the devil, the devil and the deep blue sea.
Ill Met by Goonlight, Part 2. Part 2? Gosh, doesn't time fly?
With others on the Crete mission, we entrained at midnight for Portsmouth.
Oh, ticket, please. Oh, ticket. Here, you three under the seat. Ticket.
Curse, he spotted us.
Come on now, what are you hiding under the seat for?
Well, we're on a secret mission and we thought you were a German spy.
Me a German spy, mate? Or come from Clapham Shaft, mate?
Well, we've got to be careful, you see. We're going to Crete to capture General von Guter.
Good luck, mate, good luck. But I still want to see your ticket, mate.
I'd like to see my ticket, too. At 2 in the morning, we arrived at Portsmouth. We were all heavily disguised and sworn to secrecy.
Will the party of commanders due for the secret trip to Crete please remove their beards so that they can be recognized?
Good. The wonders of British wartime security.
Lieutenant Sijuan. I am the submarine ace commander, Count Gymnase Nabola Moriarty of the Fried French Forces.
Hello, folks. I'm terribly eased to meet you.
I'm coming to lay wounds.
This is Private Eccles.
The sapristi groins of leather. You can't take a raving idiot like that with you.
Take him and don't bring him back.
Oh, Lieutenant Seagoon, sir.
Yes?
The American 7th Fleet is ready, sir.
Good. Leave it at Lost Property. I'll pick it up later.
Come, Lieutenant. The submarine La Grippe is waiting.
Is that a French submarine?
I don't know. I've never heard it speak.
At 4 in the morning, the Crete party went aboard and received their final instructions from a British agent.
Now then, you got everything, the Lockshin soup, bagels, mozzas, all the lot.
Yes, one more thing, though. Where are the sealed orders?
I've seen them somewhere. I've seen them on the back of the fag packet.
Are you sure this mission is secret? I mean, do the Germans know I'm in Portsmouth?
You've got nothing to worry about at all. I've had Portsmouth change its name to Berlin.
Splendid. Splendid. The Germans won't bomb us with a name like that. What's that?
The RAF. I don't know. My life. Oh, this will ruin business, I'm telling you.
Never mind, Lowen. Must make for the sea at once, all aboard.
What about security?
Leave your watch and 5 nickels. It'll be all right. Good luck.
At midnight on January the 2nd, the submarine surfaced off Crete.
In rubber dinghies, we made for the dark outline of the shore.
Lieutenant Seagoon.
Shh. What?
You know, I don't fancy this fella Eccles.
Never mind.
You know when you just said start paddling?
Yes.
Well, he took his shoes and socks off and went over the side.
You fool, Eccles. How deep is it?
This water is taller than me.
Well, it's older.
My line says we're coming into the beach.
All ashore, lads. We're on Crete.
Oh, this beach is hard.
Then we must be on concrete. Up!
Eccles?
Silence!
Yep.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Look, there's someone coming down the beach.
Oh! Give me my sock full of spaghetti.
Here.
Now.
One, two.
I've been playing truant.
Playing again.
Hey! Now I shall play the Yelmet by Moonlight game.
You're going to clout on that with a fanlight game.
Don't you be a fool, my good man. Don't know how to be a fool, my good man. I've been planted here to show you the way to the gorilla's hideout.
Right. But first, Max Gilray. Round about with your mother, brother.
By Goonlight Part 3. The Capture. Oh, I'd better get out of the way.
We marched all night. At dawn, we marched all dawn. Finally, we met up with the leader of the resistance.
Welcome, Englos Gormandos. I am Bibolodo Korblamos.
Good. Now, where is General von Gutern?
Every night at 10, his staff car passed through the coast road south of Yarn Bondsmith.
Where's Yarn Bondsmith?
Under your hat, chap.
What?
Here. We're not in it cold up these mountains. I'd freeze to death up here.
Right. You stop here, then.
What?
You and Blue Bottle keep your eyes on the road. When you see Von Gutern's car lights coming, stop it. That'll give the rest of us time to dynamite the bridge further down. All right. Action stations!
You got your sock full of spaghetti ready, Echo?
Yeah, I'm keeping mine warm.
How?
I got it on.
What? Are all your family brainy?
All my father was clever.
Oh. What did he do?
Nothing. He was really clever.
Oh. That's fine when they're clever, isn't it?
What did you say?
I said that it is fine when they're clever like that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Because?
Huh?
Well, shall I tell you something?
Yeah.
Well, my good man, for no reason at all, I'm gonna tell you that. I once knew an English girl who could speak French. Oh, Lola, she said. Oi wee, she said.
Stop it.
And she used to dance the can-can.
Oh, you naughty man. Oh, dear. Oh, you know. Yeah, well, how did she dance the can-can?
Well, shall I tell you what she did?
Don't keep me waiting. My socks are burning. Oh, the spaghetti's boiling.
Well, I tell you, she used to put an oil can on each foot and jump up and down.
You sinful man, you. Oh, that's living.
Yes.
What? Look.
It's a car.
Who's going to stop it?
Look, let's draw lots for it. We'll both close our eyes, and when we open them, who's ever's left stops the motor car.
Okay. Mine are closed. Well, are yours closed? He's gone. He thinks I'm mad, folks. He thinks I'll open my eyes and find him gone. Well, I ain't gonna open them. I thought you were gonna fool me.
Open your eyes, Englander.
You silly man, Blue Bottle. I'm not gonna open my eyes, and you can't fool me with that phony German accent.
Was that you clubbed?
An idiot with his eyes closed. Ach Himmel! Huh? He's running alongside the car! Faster, driver!
Jawohl! Geblüten, he's still keeping up with us. Faster, driver, faster!
Jawohl! Great Geblunden, he's still alongside and we are doing 100 miles an hour!
Blow the window! Whoa. Look, go away, you! Stop running after us!
I can't! God, I got my coat caught in the door!
Stop the car!
Good evening, General.
Jungen Verschitzka Rimben. A ripe steamer here, Herr Isikumben. A British commando.
Move over. Eccles, where's Blue Bottle?
He's back there.
Right. Ray, turn the car around.
Bottle.
Now, General von Gutern, say one word and you're dead.
Well, tell me the word and I won't say it.
What's the disposition of your troops?
Oh, they're pretty nice fellows, you know, really. There, lad. Old blood knock spaghetti sock silenced him. One good clout on von Guten's big steaming nut sufficed.
Clout him again.
But I've already hit him once.
Yes, but von Gutern deserves another.
Hey!
I thought we'd never get to that gag. My life.
He's unconscious, Nettie.
Are you sure?
He has his wallet.
Let me see. Gad, it's full of Deutsche Marks.
He must be a German.
Gad good. I'm look a good Gad.
Look at the time by the general's wristwatch, which I have on my wrist.
Nearly dawn. The submarine La Grippe should be appearing any minute.
You won't be on it, mate. Hands up, Zins.
Heavens! It's the old ticket collector.
Quick, under the seat.
You was right, you know. I was a German spy.
You? What's your name?
Von Gutern, mate.
Then who's this German we've got tied up?
He's a ticket collector. Comes from Clapham, mate.
You know, folks, I sometimes wonder how we won the war.
And with that stirring chord in C, you'll realize we've bluffed our way through another goon show. Why not write to your MP about it today?
Yeah, why not?
That was the Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacom, and Spike Milligan, with the Raylinger Quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Screenslade, the program produced by Pat Dixon.